Chapter 6.
My dearest cousin, you have been ill, and even Henry's letters do not reassure us. One word from you would calm me. Clerval writes that you are getting better. I hope you will confirm this in your own handwriting. Your father is vigorous, and asks to see you. Ernest is 16 and full of spirit. He wants to join the foreign service, but we cannot part with him until you return to us. His time is spent in the open air, climbing the hills or rowing on the lake. One change has taken place in our household. Do you remember Justine Moritz? Madame Moritz, her mother, was a widow with four children, of whom Justine was the third. This girl had always been the favorite of her father, but her mother could not stand the sight of her. After the death of M. Moritz, my aunt prevailed on her mother to allow Justine to live at our house. Justine has learned how to be a good servant. I recollect you once remarked that, if you were in an ill humor, one glance from Justine could dissipate it. When my aunt died, everyone was too much occupied in their grief to notice Justine, who was very ill. Her brothers and sister died, and her mother called her home. The woman is fickle. In her repentance, sometimes begging Justine to forgive her, but often accusing her of having caused the deaths of her brothers and sister. She died at the beginning of this last winter. Justine has returned to us. Her mien and her expressions remind me of my dear aunt. William is tall for his age, and has girlfriends. Louisa Byron is his favorite, a pretty little girl of 5. I have written myself into better spirits, but my anxiety returns. Write. One word will be a blessing to us. 10,000 thanks to Henry for his kindness. Take care of yourself. And write. Elizabeth Lavenza. Geneva, March 18th.
I wrote. In a few weeks I was able to leave my chamber. Ever since the fatal night, I conceived an aversion to science. The sight of a chemical instrument renews my agony. Henry has removed all my apparatus. M. Waldman inflicted torture when he praised the astonishing progress I had made in the sciences. Summer passed away, and my return to Geneva was set for autumn, but was delayed till spring. The winter, however, was spent cheerfully, and although the spring was late, when it came its beauty compensated. I was undisturbed by thoughts which had pressed upon me,